client to give you a much better rate, right? His name is Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Briar?
Yes. Hey, Charlie. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man.
Awesome. They just got me running around here. I got my cup of coffee. I'm ready to help you out here. So I know Giselle told me that she wanted me to hop over here and go over a little bit of pricing with you for Garmin excavation and septic. Is that correct? And it's Garin. I'm sorry, right? It's Garin, correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And do you have a Google Business profile set up yet or not at the moment?
Yeah, I've already got one online.
Okay.
You guys are the original ones that set it up. I can't remember. But it was so expensive, I couldn't afford it. I mean, it's really a tough times right now as far as interest rates and everything's kind of slowed down. Everything's through the roof. You know, insurance is so high.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Yeah, no, for sure. Let me see what I got going on here for you. Let me see if I can get you a good deal. Hold on. Let me see something. I just want to make sure, too, your Google Business profile is still intact. And what are you doing right now for customers to find you and contact you? Are you putting anything out there?
Right now, no, I'm not doing anything. I got quite a bit of word of mouth.
Okay.
I'd like to advertise more for dirt work and land clearing.
Okay.
You know, online and septic system repair, you know, kind of target those areas, you know, like I'd like to be pulled up for dirt work or
land cleaning, stuff like that.
Yeah, and septic repair or new install online.
Okay. Okay. So just right now, just in like we in Missouri right now, just for land clearing, the only person when I type that in is Precision Land Clearing Land Services LLC. Are you aware? Do you know about them?
I know them. They're out of Cassville.
Okay. So as of right now, they're the ones when I just type in land clearing in Wheaton, Missouri, they pop up. The map doesn't really pop up for me here. Let me see. Contractors. There we go. Let's see.
I'm still on Google. Still,
yes.
I'm like four or five people down. And also I was wanting to see I have 10 actually. I probably got closer to 12 years experience in the trade.
Perfect. Okay.
But my business is only 3 years old. So, and it says I've only been, or says that, you know, I don't know if that's in business or experience, but it says 3 years. I don't know if we could make that, 10 to 12 years, that
100%.
Would probably help out a lot.
100%. Yeah, for the experienced guy, right? I know I am when I'm looking on Google for sure.
Well, I know they go off reviews, and I have good reviews. I don't have no bad reviews.
Yes, I do see that as well. So what I'm going to do here is I'll go over what we'll do. So do you have a Facebook page as well? It looks like you do. So what we would do is we would program you for the services that you want to target. So like you said, land clearing, septic tank installations. It's just all the services you want to be found for. We want to make sure that people can find you in your area so that way they can just click to call you directly, okay? Now, we are going to run a retargeting campaign through Facebook so that way we can target both platforms and people can just click to call you directly. The Facebook page are just going to pop up on people's feeds in specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target so they can click to call you directly from that point as well, okay? Okay. Now, the pricing for that is just because you already have everything set up here, we just have to reinstate you here. The pricing for that is just a flat rate of just $249 month to month. And that is month-to-month pricing. That is not set into a contract for you. So if you felt like you ever wanted to pause or cancel a service depending on, you know, your weather over there, I know it gets cold. I have friends in Missouri as well. If you ever wanted to change your services, we can do that as well. Or if you want to pause it, you would just let us know 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, okay?
Right. So the last time I got, the last time I had you, you might be able to tell me something different.
Sure.
Last time I opted out of the Facebook deal. I'm
okay.
Not a big Facebook person. And honestly, I've never got a call on Facebook.
Okay.
I know that sounds silly. I really haven't. I've never, and I ask everybody that calls me where I get my calls. And I've got most of them word of mouth off of, you know, they find me on Google.
Right.
Or they find me in the paper, which I don't run an ad in the paper no more.
Okay. Can I ask you a question though? You said you'd never received anything off of Facebook. Let me ask you, have you ever done the Facebook campaigns?
I want to say, yeah, I have. I've spent probably $5 on running Facebook.
Okay.
I haven't. I know I probably do a better job at it. I want to just focus on Google.
Okay.
And not Facebook.
Okay, 100%. Okay, no, I appreciate the honesty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take off the Facebook, and then that way it's just the Google listing itself so that you can start populating there. That's just going to be $199 month to month. So we do take the $49 or $50 off, and it's just going to be the flat fee of just $199, and that's what I can reinstate you. I'm seeing here in the notes, that's what you had last time was just the local bundle for just $199 month to month, last time as well. So I was just wondering if you wanted to kind of get the better bang for your buck up there a lot quicker in front of people, we can establish those Facebook campaigns. But if you want to just focus on Google, that's not a problem. We can stair step, right? So once you start acquiring more customers through Google and you're like, hey, you know, I kind of want to try the Facebook. Let's see if it works. For a month, we could always cross that bridge down the road. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. So it's $199 to run the Google.
To run the Google, it would be $199 month to month. Yes, and that's exactly what you had last time. So you're just kind of reinstating your account here at that point for the Google listing right there on those map sections for all the services that you provide.
Okay, so what all do you guys do? Because I'm already on Google without going through you.
Good question. So we're going to program the page for every service that you provide so that way you can rank higher. And we're constantly working on your Google listing to make sure that you're populating for the most popular search terms and phrases that people are searching for your services. All right. And then we also do Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So we just facilitate you there on those platforms just in case somebody searches off of Google. They can still find you and they can still click to call you directly. Now we track everything for you as well. So you do have a tracking system to see how well your Google business profile is performing. And then my tech team works with you hand in hand to just make sure that you're populating for the services that you want to be found for. And you're not, you know, being searched or called for services where you're like, why am I receiving that call? I'm not a plumber, you know, which I'm pretty sure you do like backflows to the septic tanks or, you know, clean it out. But we definitely want to be able to make sure that you're populating for all the services so you get those jobs that are calling into you.
I don't clean out septic tanks. I don't do none of the clips. I just do repair and
installs
on them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So exactly my point, right? So I wouldn't want you to get a call to say like, you know, hey Briar, can you come in clean out my septic tank? It's clogged. You're like, I don't do that. I want to be able to make sure you're getting the calls for installs, repairs, and like you said, if you're doing land clearing, if you're doing landscaping or lawn care, we want to make sure that you're populating for those services there too, and that's what we're going to do for you on a consistent basis.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do have already everything here from last time that you were with us.
The last time I was with you guys, I was paying like $89 a month for Google.
No, I have it right here in the record, it's $199 month to month that you got on our local services. Give me a sec, hold on. I'm checking right now. Let me see.
Yeah. I talked to the one gal because the payments was missed while I was on vacation because my card got stolen, and the information got hacked or whatever.
It got hacked. Yeah.
And then when I got back, I got busy and I wasn't able to start it back up. And I told them that I would give them an account number next time that they could just pull it out of my account. But it was only like $80 a month. And I was paying just solely for Google, you know, paying for the Google deal. And I want to say that the gal's name was Christy, and she was like from like this local area or kind of close to this local area. And it was local Slack.
I don't know of a Christy here. I've been here for a little while. Just give me a sec. I'm trying to find, because I saw the $199 month-to-month bundle that you had originally.
Yeah, and then that got too high for me. The Facebook deal opted out, started at $199, and then, you know, I called and talked to one of the reps, and I was like, look, man, I said, I just want to, I don't care about the website. I just want you guys to just solely worry about, you know, the Google on, you know, being, and then they're like, well, the lowest we can go was like 80. It was like 79 or 70, it was almost $80. It was like $78 or $79 a month or something like that.
Gotcha. And, well, I'll say this, that wasn't our company, and I'll tell you just straightforward because I know you're being straightforward with me. So with the Facebook, it's always been the $249 month to month. Our local bundle is $199 month to month. Typically, Google Channel partners are around the same. So across the board, we're all kind of priced, matched as the same. So it's really not about like, oh, hey, I'm just trying to go for, you know, the cheapest price. I'm really getting the same value of price with the company, with the Google Premier Channel partner. So it wasn't a Google Premier Channel partner that will price it that low for $89 to $70. The problem is that when you run into those people that don't have the badge on their website like us, you potentially could rotate off because they don't have to follow the rules of like the Google Premier Channel partners have to follow, which is like one company per industry per area type deal. So I see here for the records that we have you here as the $199 for the local bundle, and that covers what we had talked about right now. Now, again, we can reinstate you at the $199. That's month to month. We can get you all back up, running again, promoting you. Again, it's month to month. At the end of the day, if you're feeling that you're not getting the value of the service, there's no contracts. And I don't think you were on a contract last time either. So there's no early termination fees for that. There's no pause or cancellation. Yep.
Her name is Tina.
Tina. We have a Tina here. We sure do.
Says, hey, here, this is her message. Hey, Tina from Local Splash, I'm just letting you know that your website, GarrettExcavationAndStuffers.com, canceled today. That was when I lost my card.
Okay.
We're having trouble with June's payment. If you would like to keep the website, you can call us. We can do that for $49 monthly.
Yes. Okay, so the website, yes. So that would be for the website itself that you would reinstate. That wouldn't include the Google listing. We wouldn't be programming the Google listing. We would be hosting your website at that point. So if you wanted to add pictures, manage the website, make sure that it stays up and running, if you wanted us to basically add something to the website or take anything off, we could do that. But for the Google listing itself, would be the $199 month to month. Your website, yes, is $49 for the hosting fee. Is that what you wanted to do, was just reinstate the website?
What does the website do?
I'll be fully transparent with you. The website does not do anything for you if it is not being showcased. And I always say this to my customers, because our clients I've had that have spent like $5,000 on a website before, and they're upset because it doesn't bring in any customers. The website only is up there for people that know who you are, and they're searching you by name. They're not searching by service. The Google listing helps you get in front of those people that are searching by service, and your website would be attached to that Google listing. So now you're being showcased on the first page with your Google listing, and your website is there by default. A website is very nice, but think of it like as a mom and pop hole in the wall that nobody knows about, that you drive by every day. That's what a website is. Until you put that mom and pop hole in the wall in front of everybody, then they're like, oh, I never knew this was here. That's how that works. So that's why with the website itself, yes, we can reinstate you back for $49 month to month. That just does the hosting. But I will be solely transparent with you. You're probably not going to see a lot of traffic from the website. It doesn't happen that way. And that's just marketing in itself.
$199 just does the Google, not the website at all.
So the $199 covers the website and Google for you. Yes, it covers both.
Okay. Well, I Googled myself and went to the website, and the website says the information here is no longer being updated. If you're the owner, please contact the market agency.
Yeah.
And then I click that, and it takes me to the Local Splash page.
Yes. So that's us. We can reinstate the website, but you're just looking yourself up by name. Like I said, you're not looking yourself up, you know, by your customers that are looking yourself up by services that don't necessarily know you yet. They're not going to know your name. So that's why I'm saying. But if you want to reinstate the website at $49, we can reinstate that. That's not a problem. If you want to just do that.
Well, my next question is that website. So if you go to my Google page,
mm-hmm.
it's got all my real, you know, reviews. My real-time photos.
Uh-huh.
Real-time okay. photos and real-time jobs that I've done.
Uh-huh.
And then on the web, it just looks like some massive, you know what I mean, robbed
Let
a
me
bunch
see.
Of pictures from everything else, you know, like
stock photos. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So what I would do is I would be able to tell our website team here to please change these photos out with your photos that you've done actual work for, and please take the stock photos off of this website. We can change that. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks pretty cliche.
Yeah, I can change that. That's not an issue. Let me see here. I'm just texting my, or I'm just letting my my tech team know. Now, did you want to reinstate the website for just $49, or did you want to just do the whole thing with the website and the Google listing and programming that to the first page for $199 month to month?
We'll do the $199, and then I'd like to see how much business I draw off of that.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
Okay. So I just want to see here. So you're still located at the 605 State Highway 76 Wheaton, Missouri. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then it's the 65647.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, the phone number for customers to contact you at is still the 417-229-4545, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, so the billing here that I have, you mentioned that your card information did get stolen. So the one that I have here ends in the 4458 and it's a MasterCard. Is that the same card or did you need to change that with a different card?
What card is it ending in?
Can you hear me?
Stop.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You kind of broke up a little bit. Did you have a question for me when I asked that?
Yeah, what card do you have on file?
So the card number that ends in 4458 and it's a MasterCard, that's the one that I have on file. Is that a, do you need to change that out or is that the one that got in your information stolen where you replaced?
Yeah, I got a different card now.
Okay. Okay. And is it still a MasterCard?
Master.
And it's the billing address is the same address as the 605 State Highway address, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
It is 5511-6850 0062-2711.
Okay, and then the expiration?
626.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
Is 261.
Okay, perfect. And I have here for your security question, with the, which is your mother's maiden name. Did you want to keep that or did you want to change it?
Keep it.
Keep it? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to update this, and then I'm going to set an onboarding call with you and my tech team so then that way we can get your website reinstated, one, but then also, two, they can change out those pictures. Now, they're going to ask you to send those pictures in for the onboarding call here. What is a good time for my tech team to reach you? I have availability later on today. They can really contact you at, I can do it as early as 12 p.m. Central Time if that works for you. You're breaking up a little bit. Sorry. I'm only catching like one other word there.
I said all my pictures are not on my phone anymore.
Okay.
I went from Android to Apple. And 90% of the pictures I want them to utilize is on my Google.
Your Google listing? Okay. I'm pretty sure that they would be able to take... Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'd be able to take those photos and use those. You can ask that in the onboarding call. So, and then they'll be able to tell you that. Even though I know you have access to your Google, so you would be able to take those photos for yourself, and then you could actually send those in. And my tech team can walk you through that on how to do that if they're not able to pull those from the Google listing itself. Okay? Okay. So did you want me to book that for today, or did you want to do your onboarding call tomorrow?
We can do it tomorrow. I got a pretty busy day.
Okay. Do you want me to give you a call tomorrow, kind of like the same time? Do you want to do it at 9 a.m.? My tech team can give you a call.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to book it here, and then I'm going to send you an email. Now, the email that we do have – oh, wait. Okay. The email that we do have on file is BriarGarin23@gmail.com. Is that the correct email?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you right now, Google Calendar, and then that is going to be set for you tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then once the transaction goes through here, it's just pending, it'll go through here in a couple of minutes. It's going to send you all your confirmations like last time right to your phone, text message, emails, and everything like that. So you'll get that right here, okay?
So when are they going to update, like, when the land clearing and all that crap?
Yeah, so they're going to start doing that tomorrow right after your onboarding call.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get started on that really quickly. My tech team is actually going to, in the onboarding call, they're going to say, hey, these are the most popular search terms for the services that you're looking to target. This is what we're going to target for your keywords for your services there. And then they're going to work on that website as well, too, for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. All right, Briar. Well, I have you all set up here. I sent you that email over to your inbox. You should have it. And then I'm going to give you a call tomorrow at 9 a.m. with my tech team, and then we're going to do that onboarding call with you so we can get everything straightened out for you on the Google and the website, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. You have a blessed day today, all right? I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.